Friday, October 30th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle, the first song of Isaiah. Surely it is God who saves me.
I will trust in him and not be afraid.
For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense.
And he will be my savior.
Therefore, you shall draw water with rejoicing
from the springs of salvation.
And on that day you shall say,
give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name.
Make his deeds known among the peoples.
See that they remember that his name is exalted.
Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things.
And this is known in all the world.
Cry aloud, inhabitants of Zion, ring out your joy.
For the Great One in the midst of you
is the Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. New every morning is your love, great God of light. And all day long, you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain. Show that I am right, God. Defend me against everyone who doesn't know you. Rescue me from each of those deceitful liars. I run to you for protection. Why have you turned me away? Why must enemies mistreat me and make me sad? Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain. Then I will worship at your altar because you make me joyful. You are my God and I will praise you. Yes, I will praise you as I play my harp. Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you. And I will praise you again because you help me and you are my God. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God now and forever. Amen. Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Sometimes false prophets spoke to the people of Israel. False teachers will also sneak in and speak harmful lies to you. But these teachers don't really belong to the master, who paid a great price for them, and they will quickly destroy themselves. Many people will follow their evil ways and cause others to tell lies about the true way. They will be greedy and cheat you with smooth talk. But long ago, God decided to punish them, and God doesn't sleep. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel. For you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Jod Wycliffe. Wycliffe is chiefly remembered and honored for his role in Bible translating. In the early 1380s, he led the movement for a translation of the Bible into English and two complete translations, one much more idiomatic than the other, were made at his instigation. He proposed the creation of a new religious order of poor preachers who would preach to the people from the English Bible. Today, the Wycliffe Foundation, named in his honor, is committed to translating the Bible into all the languages spoken anywhere in the world. Collect of the Day, John Wycliffe. Almighty Father, whose blessed Son, before his passion, prayed for his disciples that they might be one, even as you and he are one, grant that your church servants, such as John Wycliffe, being bound together in love and obedience to you, may be united in one body by the one Spirit, so that the world may believe in him whom you sent, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the same Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
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 The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayers for the strength and confidence. Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relief your sick servant, and give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that those for whom our prayers are offered may be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Prayers for those in the armed forces. Almighty God, we commend to your gracious care and keeping all the men and women of our armed forces at home and abroad. Defend them day by day with your heavenly grace. Strengthen them in their trials and temptations. Give them courage to face the perils which beset them, and grant them a sense of your abiding presence wherever they may be, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Prayer for knowledge of God's creation. Almighty and everlasting God, you made the universe with all its marvelous order, its atoms, worlds, and galaxies, and the infinite complexity of living creatures. Grant that, as we probe the mysteries of your creation, we may come to know you more truly and more surely fulfill our role in your eternal purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Colic of the Week. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Colic for Friday of the Holy Cross. Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage, we plead, to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. I pray that God, the source of all hope, will infuse your lives with an abundance of joy and peace in the midst of your faith, so that your hope will overflow through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.